one particular incident really stuck in my mind. It was a guy named Bud Bruton. And Bud had been a FAC forward air pilot in that right region where all these villages were. And his best friend had been shot down, body not recovered. And so he knew about where his buddy had been shot down. And in the course of our working, when we worked building this house, they brought out, when we had a celebration luncheon, this little old lady who was, God, she must have weighed 100 pounds. She was the hero, a hero of that village for shooting down an American plane. And with the help of interpreter and everything, it was fairly good likelihood that it was his best friend that she had shot down. Now, Bud's a warrior type. He's big, you know, how he even fit inside the cockpit of the fact, I don't know. But he just broke down. And there's this Bud, about 200 pounds, still warrior girl, and this little lady, and they're embracing and crying both. So Bud had, I think, the deepest wounds from the war because he'd lost more friends, but also found the greatest healing, so much so that he became on the board and went back four more times, brought his kids, brought his wife. So it was a real integral part of Bud's life healing. But anyway, what mostly I remember when I'm in a deeply emotional spot like this was, I try to put myself in the other person's shoes. You know, I think, well, how would I have been if Vietnam had come over, bombed the hell out of California, destroyed half of Santa Rosa, destroyed my home, killed some of my immediate family, my brothers, sisters, children, and then showed up 30 years later and said, hey, Fred, going to build you a new house. I'd say, F you. You know, so that gracious forgiveness that they gave us started giving me permission to forgive myself for participating in a war I didn't believe in.
When Patusha went back to Vietnam in 2013 on a school building mission, he talked with a Viet Cong fighter.
And I said, well, you know, I had such respect for the courage and tenacity of the Viet Cong that they would stay and fight bravely against overwhelming firepower, the B-52 carpet bombing, the helicopter gunships, the napalm. And I said, I was really in awe of that. And he said, well, we were fighting for our country. And then he said, but we had such respect for the courage of the American soldier and Marine because they didn't know the ways of the jungle. They didn't know where the booby traps were. They didn't know where the tunnels were. And they would stay and fight bravely. And he said, what were you fighting for? I had no answer.